Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The Environmental Protection Agency is now overseeing waste removal operations in East Palestine, Ohio, nearly a month after an overloaded train derailed and spilled tons of toxic chemicals. Regional EPA Administrator Linda Shore.
We have identified EPA-certified facilities that will be able to accept at least some of these wastes, meaning that the railroad will be able to restart shipments tomorrow.
The state says truckloads of waste have already been delivered to licensed disposal facilities in Michigan and Texas. The U.S. is now watching China and warning it not to help Russia in Ukraine.
CIA Director William Burns tells CBS's Face the Nation it's an open question as to whether China will provide lethal aid to help Russia.
We're confident that the Chinese leadership is considering the provision of lethal equipment.
On ABC, Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul said he supports increased U.S. military aid for Ukraine.
I know the administration says as long as it takes. I think with the right weapons, it shouldn't take so long.
McCaul also said it is unfortunate that the Biden administration has been holding off on sending F-16 fighter jets. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Hundreds of thousands of people still don't have power following a major ice storm in Michigan. WWJ's Greg Bowman is there.
230,000 homes and businesses in Metro Detroit were still in the dark, many for the third day in a row. A DTE spokesperson tells WWJ some homeowners won't see their lights back on till Tuesday. Nearly 4,000 crews are working on restoration efforts right now.
More heavy snow is expected in the Midwest tomorrow. Severe thunderstorms are threatening the South. Victims, relatives, and survivors remembered the deadly bombing at the World Trade Center in New York back in 1993 today that seemingly foreshadowed 9/11. New York Senator Chuck Schumer.
Just like the memory of the six people who were tragically killed 30 years ago, the unique spirit of New York lives on stronger than ever.
That explosion happened in an underground parking garage, killing those six people. More than 1,000 were hurt. More than 6 months after her death, Australian singer and actress Olivia Newton-John has been laid to rest in Melbourne. Her daughter, Chloe.
She was my safe space, my guide, my biggest fan, and the earth beneath my feet. I know she's here, standing beside me and within me.
Newton-John died at 73 years old after a long battle with breast cancer. She was best known for her roles in Grease and Xanadu. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. STIA.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
They can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it.
Conversations that hit home every day. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
We're not afraid to own our policies when it comes to raising the bar on regulation. And I've got to think that him indicating that this is something that everybody, no matter how much you disagree on politics and presidential campaigns, can get behind. Higher fines, tougher regulations on safety, Congress untying our hands on breaking rules, all the other things that go with that. That'd be a nice thing for him to do.
Secretary Pete, once again, bitch slapping some Republicans in Ohio. Hi, John Fugelsang is here.
Good morning.
Who is himself electric.
Yep.
Otherwise, we don't know whether there's water, electric, something, something, internet. I don't.
Whatever.
Whatever. But we have Glenn Kirshner on the phone. So he would still need to be jingled. Thank God, former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner.
Glenn Kirshner.
Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed
Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Oh. God, how I miss the blue eyes already. Hello, Glenn Kirshner.
Good morning, Steph. I hate that I can't see you.
I know. We're having rain in L.A., which means everything else is canceled. So let's talk. You tweeted Ivanka and Jared get subpoenaed. Donald is about to be indicted. So the question arises, who will throw who under the bus? You actually answered your own question. You said once Trump is indicted, he'll throw everyone on whom he has compromising information under the bus. It's what narcissists do. So what do you foresee here?
You know, given the 1-2 justice punch this week of Fannie Willis down in Georgia and Jack Smith up in D.C., you know, first of all, it really looks like accountability is finally on the horizon. And I think once Donald Trump is indicted, I prosecuted a lot of narcissists. Once they decide to cooperate and plead guilty, and not all of them do. Some of them will, you know, hold out. They'll want their trial, and we'll give Donald Trump his trial, and he'll be convicted. But if he senses that, you know, there's something in it for him, if he starts giving up others, he will give up everybody. I mean, he'll give up his wife. He'll give up his children. He'll give up everybody if it means 1 minute less of
prison slower.
Time for him. That's what I would expect Donald Trump to do.
Well, that's what Michael Cohen's been saying forever. Let me run one other tweet by you. Black Knight tweets, Jared and Ivanka has some fun decisions to make when they testify to Jack Smith's grand jury. They can't change the story they gave the J6 committee, but they also don't know what other witnesses have told Smith, so no matter what, they could get busted for lying.
Yes, but here's the thing. We will often let witnesses cure the perjury. That's a term of art in criminal justice circles. So it was not at all unusual, Steph, for me to present somebody to the grand jury for the first time. And because they were scared, because they were loyal to the target of the investigation, because they had a fear of self-incrimination, they lied. Happens every day. We will often give them the opportunity to cure the perjury, which means going back into the grand jury and saying, okay, I was trying to protect Donald Trump. I was trying to protect myself. I was afraid of being a snitch. I'm sorry I lied. Here is the truth. And we will, in essence, give them a pass for the prior perjury because we never want to take our eyes off the prize, which is the biggest criminal fish. So it wouldn't surprise me if Jack Smith worked something out to address Ivanka and Jared's lies to the J6 committee. There's little doubt that they lied. I mean, Ivanka said, I couldn't recall my father calling the vice president of the United States a pussy, even though there's lots of evidence that she heard it, she repeated it, she discussed it with others. She wasn't willing to say it before the J6 investigators, which constitutes technically not perjury, but what we call a 1001 false statement. It's virtually the same thing as perjury. So I think Jack Smith will give them the opportunity to cure the perjury without any penalty, because what they want is the incriminating evidence against Donald Trump.
So let me run the good, speaking of Pence, the good and bad headlines by you. Special counsel asked judge to compel Mike Pence to testify before in the January 6th probe. And then Mike Pence's effort to block J6 testimony could succeed, experts say. Hugo Lowell tweeted, Vice President Pence not expected to ignore grand jury subpoena entirely, but would assert speech or debate for questions related to his presiding over the J6 joint session, which could prevent the special counsel from obtaining key testimony. Can you explain that to us?
I can, and I disagree with the legal experts who say that Mike Pence can successfully assert that he was a member of Congress who's entitled to speech or debate clause protection. Here's why you have to read, and they have. I'm not trying to demean the legal experts. There's a lot of people with a whole lot more gray matter than me, right? What do I know, a gutter kid from Jersey? But when you read the Supreme Court cases, they say if a member of Congress is acting within, quote, the legitimate legislative sphere, then they will enjoy speech or debate clause protection. I don't care what anybody tries to sell us. Mike Pence is not a legislator. He does not work within the legitimate legislative sphere. The whole point behind speech or debate clause protection, Steph, is you want to preserve the integrity and the free flow of ideas in the legislative process. Not in the ceremonial opening of the envelopes process on January 6th. I do not believe the courts will extend speech or debate protection to Mike Pence because it's contrary to what the Supreme Court has said about the nature of what is a sweeping absolute privilege when you're a member of Congress involved in legislating. So I am, but here's what I'm so thrilled about, Steph. Jack Smith is on the offensive. Can I just tell you the way we ordinarily litigate these privileges? And you've seen it play out before. Jack Smith subpoenas somebody, puts him in the grand jury, asks him 6 hours worth of questions. The witness invokes all kinds of privileges, bogus or otherwise. Then they have to package it all up. They have to file briefs. They have to set arguments. They have to go to the courts. And it takes months and months and months. You know what Jack Smith did? He went on the offensive. He preemptively, he served the subpoena on Mike Pence on February 9th, 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks later, he's filing offensive motions in court saying, I'm not even going to wait for all that for him to go in and assert a bunch of bogus privileges. I'm on offense. In fact, I'm running a two-minute offense. I want a preemptive ruling from the court that he doesn't have those privileges, and let's get this justice show on the road. Not only is Jack Smith running a two-minute offense right now, but before he was appointed on November 18th, just 3 months ago, DOJ couldn't even get out of the damn locker room. They couldn't even set foot on the field and run a play. Look at what Jack Smith has done, subpoenaing a vice president, former chief of staff, a White House counsel, deputy White House counsel. For God's sakes, he subpoenaed the criminal defense attorneys representing Donald Trump and Steph. I can promise you we almost never do that.
Yeah.
He is going 100 miles an hour toward accountability, and we have got to all be behind him and support him.
This is fantastic news. My second favorite tweet of yours is, Trump will soon be taking the midnight train to Georgia. Come on, Glenn. That's funny. But you said, will DA Fannie Willis pursue a narrow-focused indictment or a sweeping RICO indictment of Trump and company? What is your take?
No, sweeping RICO is the way to go. So, Steph, I prosecuted lots of what I call standalone murder cases.
I think that's they did that in Karate Kid, didn't they? The sweeping RICO? That
yes.
was the
yeah.
yeah,
that was
sweeping
was
RICO. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, justice on, justice off. So, but here's the thing, Steph. I tried a lot of standalone murder cases, which would be the narrow way to go. You bring one charge or one marquee charge. The problem with that is the jury doesn't have the power of context. They don't get a full picture and appreciation of all of the criminal conduct of Donald Trump and his corrupt associates. So what happens is, you know, the defense team focuses like a laser beam on just that one charge and tries to defeat it, tries to undercut the proof beyond a reasonable doubt. If you bring, I've tried RICO cases, Steph. When I throw 100 crimes at the jury, appropriately, lawfully, and ethically, when I throw 100 crimes at the jury that this one defendant or this one criminal organization was committing over time, the jury gets the power of context. They're like, this isn't just about one crime, one solicitation of election fraud. This is a gosh darn pattern. These are bad guys.
Yeah.
These are career criminals. You have to go wide. You have to go broad. You have to put all of the crimes in one indictment that the law allows you to join in one indictment. Let the defense file motions to sever. We can win those motions. Give the jury the power of context, and they will hold these people accountable.
So the question of the week, of course, we have to ask the chatty Georgia grand jury forewoman.
God.
Does this have any effect legally or not?
You know,
or precedent.
I am quick to anger when people, not you guys, but when the Trump, you know, loyalists and flunkies and lackeys start mocking a 30-year-old young woman because, yes, she's quirky and she communicates in an unusual way. Guess what? We're all quirky in our own way. She's a 30-year-old young woman who was selected to be forewoman of that jury, who the judge said to her and everybody else on that special grand jury, you are permitted to go speak to the media, and here are the ground rules and the parameters, none of which she violated. I was so happy to see Judge McBurney give that interview to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, saying what she did was absolutely appropriate. In fact, she could have talked about more, but she didn't. God bless him for coming out and providing a little transparency and having her back because she did nothing wrong. Is it unusual? Is it unsettling? Yes, because typically in most jurisdictions, grand jurors are not permitted to talk about what happens in the grand jury. In Georgia, they are.
Okay.
The only prohibition is she can't talk about their deliberations. So I don't want to hear that this has any legal consequences or will inure to Trump's benefit. It won't.
Yeah. So let's talk about Fox for a minute. You said emails between Fox News hosts exposed Fox's intentional election fraud lies. Here's what the government can and should do about it. That was my question. And you said because hashtag justice matters. Mm-hmm. But that's what I had, had that question is, how aren't they legally also liable for this incitement of violence based on, again, as people are saying, it's intentional. The volume of emails and texts showing they know they were lying is what makes it so damning, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is a big topic for me this week. They are liable, certainly in the civil sense. Are they criminally responsible? There's only one way to find out, Steph. Pursue criminal charges. Let me just run this to ground real quick. When I hear people, the Dems more often than not, say we can't do anything because of the First Amendment free speech sweeping protections, and there's this case called Brandenburg that sets a very high bar for holding people accountable for lies that are likely to incite violence, right? When I hear people throw up their hands and give up before they even enter the fray because they claim the First Amendment doesn't allow us to do anything about hate speech and false speech that is likely to incite violence. I ask this question. Do the Republicans sit around and say, boy, we'd like to pass legislation that would revoke a woman's constitutional privacy rights, but Roe v. Wade, so we can't do it? No. What do? They do it, and then they do it again and again. They did the same thing with their hateful Muslim ban. They did it four times before they could find five hateful Supreme Court justices that would side with them. They fight these battles. We don't fight these battles. We throw up our hands.
Well, you...
And we say there's 50-year-old precedent, Brandenburg, that says First Amendment protects this. No, let's go on the offensive and try to fight these battles.
Yeah. I mean, you said it best. You said it's time for the federal government to step up, deal with faux news organizations intentionally spreading incendiary lies that are likely to, perhaps even intended to, incite imminent violence. That's the fire in a crowded theater line to me. But Glenn, so much good stuff. We don't even have enough time. But we will see. We will talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Steph.
All
love
right.
You. See you
All
guys.
Right. Love you. Thank See you, Glenn. There he goes. Ugh, never enough time. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my waterproof Bomba socks.
Yes. You're going to need them.
Oh, boy.
Handy.
Oh, boy. And also, it's cold. That's why I'm with my merino wools today.
Yeah.
Right? I got cycling, running, hiking.
With the wind chill, it's going to be, the low 60s? So, yeah.
Listen, don't you, L.A., mock us. It is cold here. Bombas designed all of their socks, their shirts, their underwear to be the clothes you cannot wait to put on every day. Not just merino wool, Pima cotton, cashmere.
Ooh,
just
good stuff.
Everything soft in the world. Comfy performance styles for every sport and activity to keep you moving. T-shirts, underwear, they're all the best quality. Seamless, tagless, amazing. And for every pair you buy, they donate a pair to someone in need. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie. 20% off your first purchase. BOMBAS.com/Stephanie. The code is Stephanie at checkout.
Have no fear. Steffi's here. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you can discover Civil War history, savor Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Aboard the newest fleet of American River boats, relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Ready, everybody? Time to cruise. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about. Kevin McCarthy turned over the location and surveillance footage of every security camera in the Capitol to Tucker Carlson. He removed the metal detectors from the House floor. He put terrorists like Marjorie Taylor Greene on Homeland Security. The coup is an inside job, and it is ongoing. Thank you. Thank you. We are in mid-coup. Find The Stephanie Miller Show every Monday through Friday at 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Progressive Voices.
Ew, it stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Oh, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr!
Flagship starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout.
Fire at will, men!
Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at KeepOceansClean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Hey, little babe, let me light your candle, cause I'm mama, I'm sure all the hand and I'm just around.
Oh, I'm just in my Glenn Kirshner afterglow.
Oh,
even on the phone, it's like phone sex. Oh, yeah. He says, the Mike Pence effort to block the J6 testimony will not succeed.
Yep.
I like my Justice News happy clappy, John, as you know.
It can't.
He also wrote a piece, No, Donald Trump will not be the Proud Boys star witness. His testimony likely won't help the defendants, but Trump will probably invoke his Fifth Amendment rights anyway.
Oh,
because
no.
He is a CS bitch.
Trump's all about loyalty, Stephanie. He'll be there for those who fought for him. He'll show up for them. He shows up for everybody who does him a solid. That's what he does. That's what loyalty is. It's a two-way street.
Oh, boy.
Anything else would be just mere obedience.
Yes. Dave in Minneapolis, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're there, John.
Hi.
I want to run something past
my personal comedy, Jesus. Meet my Lutheran gay preacher from Minneapolis.
Yeah. I mean, the Vatican cannot hold anything on us at this moment.
Right.
So,
right.
But
what
you
are
know,
they holding?
The right wing is always so quick to use the Hebrew Testament to kind of say, okay, you know, trans people are bad, gay people are bad,
yeah.
Any number of people are bad.
Oh, yeah.
But the part I think is really interesting that they forget, and it's not even a surprise, is when the prophets in that same Old Testament writing condemn anyone who is cruel or unhelpful to a refugee or a sojourner,
completely.
As it's called in the scripture, and they say nothing about the prophets who condemn countries and leaders who ignore the widows and orphans.
Correct.
Somehow, again, it's no surprise, they choose to just simply ignore that. And honestly, I know the whole business of church and state separation, I think it's a good thing, but how does any clergy person with any bit of integrity get up and when they come to something like that, not just lose it? Because it is so blatant, it's so obvious.
Well,
and
some of them want to keep their jobs.
While,
go ahead.
Well, got it. But I want to just echo something you said a few months ago when you were on the show, and that is these people need to be called out. They need to be called hypocrites. They need to be called evil.
Yeah.
And I don't use that word glibly, but this is evil behavior.
Yeah. We have to shut down their God-splaining. I mean, look, now the new thing is beating up on trans children, and it's amazing because, you know, 100 years ago, they were kidnapping indigenous children, right? These residential schools. If you watch the Harrison Ford show, 1923, it's amazing. And they were doing it, being cruel to these Indian children to try to save them. That's the exact same rationale the revoltingly fake Christians use for their abuse of trans children. I keep saying, you show me where in your holy book Christ tells you to be cruel to trans children. They'll say, oh, no, we're loving them. We don't want them to burn in hell. They rationalize their cruelty. You know better than me, Rev. It's St. Paul who said there's neither male nor female in Christ. Everyone picks and chooses the parts of their holy books to follow, but right-wingers do it to justify being mean to children.
29 minutes after the hour, more John Fugelsang in studio.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Nearly a month after a fiery train derailment in Ohio, the federal government says safety is still the number one priority as it continues cleanup. Tom Sivaks with FEMA.
We have 49 personnel on the ground to support the federal effort. Our top priority remains to support and work with our local, state, and federal partners.
Norfolk Southern resumes operations tomorrow. Russian President Vladimir Putin refuses to withdraw his troops from Ukraine. CIA Director William Burns was on Face the Nation.
Putin, in many ways, I think, believes today that he cannot win for a while, but he can't afford to lose.
New Yorkers are remembering those lost in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. Senator Chuck Schumer.
February 26th shook our sense of security here in New York. And of course, though we didn't know it at the time, the bombing presaged a much deadlier attack 8 years later.
CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like, yeah. I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The country should be wrapping their arms around the people of East Palestine, not as a political football, not as an ideological flashpoint, not as a gotcha moment, but as thousands of human beings whose lives got upended through no end, through no fault of their own. And I think that includes visits, not just big official visits from the government, but just people who've seen the news and whose hearts go out to the community here and can come here on a day like this when the sun is shining or on a rainy day and shop in those shops and visit those businesses. It is safe to visit here, as all of us can attest, even while we're still making sure that it stays safe to live here. And people deserve that.
Secretary Pete doing real things to help real people with real problems in Ohio. Yep. Here is Don Jr. being a useless piece of as usual.
Pete has no business in that position. But, you know, he's the guy that had no business running for president. But they let him do that because he was gay and they check off a box. And then he didn't win. But he's the gay guy. So we got to give him something. Let's make him transportation secretary. What does he know about it? Nothing. His failure after failure after failure are truly affecting the American people. Huh.
Donald Trump chose his transportation secretary because she was Mitch McConnell's wife,
yes.
The reality show star who was running for president, and that's the woman he can't stop having racist insults for,
yes.
When in reality,
and also
they went to zero.
They went to zero train derailments, of which there were over 4,000 in the Trump administration. I'm sorry, Don Jr.'s qualifications were?
Don Jr.'s on coke.
Okay. John Fugel saying mostly I follow you on Twitter for dating tips, and you said dating a Gemini is the closest most folks will ever get to being in a threesome.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to learn this way. But
that's my long-term ex Gemini. Funny.
I forgot about them.
Which
funny.
One?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, literally.
Okay. by the way, Aubrey on Twitter says, hey, folks, I got the Bioval on yesterday, and I said it like that to my nurse in full Tom Brokaw. That's
okay.
The
Howl
of the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, I'm here at Walgreens for my Bivalent
booster shot.
Whatever makes you laugh and gets you vaccinated, we're all for it.
We'll take it.
Nicely done, Aubrey. Nicely done. Michelangelo in Denver, you're on with John Fugelsang. Hi, Mike. Mm.
Well, good morning, folks.
Hello.
Glad to hear you. Glad to see you.
Thank you.
It's been a while. Listen, this is all I've got to say. This is why I called up. I told Kirsten just in general to say that I'm glad that you're all back, Mama. I'm glad your mama's 100 now.
Yes.
Wonderful. That is so wonderful.
I'm going to see her next week. Pardon me?
Yeah. You're going to see her next week?
Yes, I am.
Please give her a hug and a kiss from me, okay, from Michelangelo from Denver.
I will.
Okay. What I want to say, just in general, you know how one solution to get all Marjorie Taylor Greene, you want to secede? Marjorie, let's go up to your house. Let's get
her husband already seceded.
He did great. Yes. I know from her that was a great move.
Yeah,
but
you think she'd be touchy about
this? We buy all of these people out. Buy them out. Everything. Oh, your property, your cars, your businesses, everything. We're going to buy you out. And here's two tickets to Siberia. Fair market value will give you even 10% more.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Remember they would always tell us, America, love it or leave it?
Yep.
Yeah. Seems like Russia would be nice this time of year for Marjorie Taylor Greene to move to. She seems to be such a fan. Yes.
Pretty lonely battle on the Republican side to wake up your own party to what they're supporting, which is Joe Biden's chief and craziest policy aim. Like, what is this?
Huh? Well, it doesn't feel very lonely from my standpoint, Tucker. You know, we just heard Mike McCall, one of my colleagues in Congress, talk about bipartisan support for this war against Russia and Ukraine. Yeah, there's bipartisan support among the American people, and that's support for our country, our border, stopping crime in our cities, reducing inflation, and making things good in America again.
This war against Russia.
Two Russian talking points talking to each other.
Yes.
That was Tucker on Tucker. Marjorie Taylor Greene on Tucker.
Using Putin talking points for Tucker.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here she is. Yeah. Hang on. One more.
You're one of the few people that tells the truth like the American people feel and talk and think on television that I ever see telling the truth. And I'm trying to say the same thing in Congress but yet we're the ones that are supposed to be for Putin. I don't think so. You know who's for China is the Biden administration and the idiots that I work with in Congress that are leading us into World War III and going to hurt America like never before.
What a summit.
Yeah, when an MSNBC anchor accuses you of hating America.
It's that Amadeus laugh.
I had to put the laugh in. It's like, what a summit. It's like Yalta if Stalin met Stalin.
By the way, can I just say in our fight, Big Bag of Rat Stack again today? Oh, when Rapey McBoarhead and Marjorie Sporkfoot.
Yeah.
I can't tell. So Gates is...
against the divorce.
Sure. Okay.
I'm not for a national divorce, but I do think the federal government should at least have to spend the night on the couch for a while, Bill Clinton had to after the Monica Lewinsky stuff. I've been with Marjorie Taylor Greene as we've traveled to places like California,
20 million other guys,
advocating for the God-fearing, red-blooded Americans who live there. And too often we see a homogenized federal wokeness pushed on parts of the country who don't want it. I believe that the best pushback is a national renewal, not a national divorce. It's something that Marjorie Taylor Greene is certainly helping to inspire.
He doesn't want the national divorce because neither parent would want him to stay with them.
And super. And by the way, extra point for super fresh references to Bill Clinton and the BJ. Okay, one more, Representative Rapey McBoarhead.
Country that when we had the presidency, the House and the Senate, we couldn't even secure the border. So I don't believe we would be able to effectuate any type of national divorce. And I think that the politics of the America First priorities would do a great deal to unify us. And hey, it would be one thing, Laura, to reject a national divorce more fervently if we didn't have our leaders cheating on the country with Ukraine, which is what we saw from President Biden recently.
But monogamous with democracy.
Let me get this straight. He was on Laura Ingraham trashing Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was on Tucker. Okay.
Yeah.
One last one. Sorry. I apologize.
When you see the extent to which we're willing to pour cash on a historically corrupt country, it is as if we have learned no lessons from the past. Like, we just lost a 20-year war to goat herders with rifles in Afghanistan, and now all of a sudden we're poking a nuclear power in Russia where Vladimir Putin's like some sort of Bond villain that becomes more dangerous and deranged as Russia continues to lose power and influence.
Okay.
It's like my racist uncle is in my brains now.
They all magically come full circle together in treason with
weirdly
being
a
Putin talking point.
All of it's Putin talking points, and it's all in this bubble, and it's all back and forth, and they're all racist. If any of them, if they wanted undocumented immigration to stop, there's one way to do it. You start locking up the white people who do the hiring. Any politician who talks to you about illegal immigrants but doesn't talk about lock up the people dangling those jobs, there's a gigantic help wanted sign at our border, and the Republican Party will never do a damn thing to take it down.
Oh, by the
way. You're so smart, John.
Give me,
I stole that from a Jeff Foxworthy tape.
Oh, okay.
Let's do a preview of Triggering for Angela. This would be cut 23, the Marjorie Taylor Greene everyone's talking about. Yeah.
I don't want our statues taken down in our country. Mm-hmm. I don't think you remove or erase history. So I do agree those statues shouldn't be taken down. They're part of our history. We should learn from our history. Okay. We don't erase it.
Mm.
But that doesn't make me a racist because leave the statue up there.
Yes, it does.
If I were black people today and I walked by one of those statues, I would be so proud because I'd say, look how far I have come in this country. Look how far my people have, what they have overcome.
Yeah, we're still celebrating white supremacists. You mean like, she would ask a Jewish child to walk past a Hitler statue every day on their way to school.
And speaking of erasing history, so Ron DeSantis doesn't want kids to learn about any history or racism. I mean, I love the picture of Ruby Bridges, and someone said, if this little girl was brave enough to do this, your kids can be brave enough to learn about it.
I mean, if your kids are old enough to be taught to hate trans children, they can be old enough to learn what trans children are.
Yeah. Yes, Chris.
I'd just like to point out that most of those statues aren't historic in any way, shape, or
form. No, they're not.
They were put up, in the 40s and 50s?
In the 40s and 50s as a response to civil rights. Right. Robert E. Lee himself said not to celebrate the Confederacy.
Right.
They are literal monuments to white supremacy and to hating America so much you'll quit it. And again, Germany takes down the swastika. They don't fly their Confederate flag. You know what that means? David Hasselhoff is their greatest singer, and they have better taste than our Republicans.
True. Well, they love Lee Greenwood, so.
And, that's true. Yeah. Well, all of his hits.
Both of them.
No, Lee Greenwood, because, you know, folks, tonight I'm not going to do God Bless the USA, and then the state fair eats him.
Exactly.
Violently.
Angela in Colorado, you're on with John. Hello, Ange. Angela.
Uh-oh.
Angela.
What did you do?
Angela. I didn't do anything. I did.
Angela.
Seth, the actual homo of hope in Los Angeles. Hello, Seth.
Good morning, homos and homo adjacent John.
Confused, sir. I identify as confused. Thank you.
Oh, confused, John. Well, I think you are my favorite five-way, so I thank you for that, John.
Take well, that makes a while. Okay.
Of course. Thank you.
So going back to Trump, and I agree with Anita, you know, because I feel like all they know is how to be crumbags. So we're going to – what they do, liberals, they're going to be doing to each other. We're going to have front row seats.
Yeah.
And then when Trump – if Trump gets the primary, wins the primaries, now his name is on the ballot, this is when he goes to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And now they do not have a candidate. And the only way Trump is not going to jail is if he exiles to one of his boyfriend's houses, either in Moscow or North Korea. It's the only path forward.
It's like porn for moral people.
Yeah.
I love it.
You're just trying to give me an early orgasm.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Seth.
He's hopeful.
It's like God Absolutely. Brings angels the lube. You know, that's what that was. That's just gorgeous. Porn for
wow.
angels.
Actually, in Trump's porn case, I hope they forget it.
All right. 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genucel. Oh, look, don't I look almost the same as when John Fugelsang told his first religious joke?
Yes, you do.
Younger,
in fact.
Thank you, Genucel.
What's your secret?
Oh, it's Genucel. Thank you, John. Why, we all use it. It's for men, for women, all ages, all skin types.
Tell me more.
Oh, well, I think I will. Genucel products target all your problem areas. Dark spots, right? Skin redness, even a sagging jawline. With immediate effects, you see results in as little as 12 hours guaranteed or your money back, right? We're an instant gratification society.
Yeah.
And Genucel is here for you. Their most popular package includes their new probiotic extract moisturizer for visibly healthier, more useful looking skin. Absolutely free with every most popular package. We all just started using it.
Yep.
Look at it.
Wow.
No bad bacteria, all good bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's yogurt for your face.
It's amazing.
Yes.
How can I get some?
Oh, well, thank you for asking, John. You could go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. That would be Genucel.com/Stephanie. You get surprise savings at checkout, John. For a limited time, any subscription order includes a free beauty box.
What?
Is there a promotional code I should know?
Plus free shipping. That's Genucel.com/Stephanie. Thank you, John.
The political rectal exam.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Do you love spending all that time in the long grocery checkout lines? Yeah, I didn't think so. Get HelloFresh's chef-created recipes delivered right to your door instead, and you can skip the trip to the grocery store so you can spend more time doing the things you love. HelloFresh now has 40 weekly recipes to choose from, more choices than ever before. Say goodbye to your recipe rut and say hello to seasonal recipes packed with farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that make getting dinner on the table easy and enjoyable. From fit and wholesome to family-friendly, friendly and quick and easy. HelloFresh has dishes for your lifestyle and meal preference, with options to please even the pickiest eaters. Plus, it doesn't hurt that HelloFresh is cheaper than grocery shopping and restaurant takeout. Make eating easy and exciting with America's number one meal kit. Sign up today for 65% off plus free shipping with the code StephanieM65 at HelloFresh.com/StephanieM65. Code is StephanieM65 at HelloFresh.com/StephanieM65.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. We show up differently, worship differently, and have found new ways to express our love and support to family and friends. But now there are vaccines, and they are the first step that lets us get back into the things we miss most. Like spreading the word without spreading concern, girls tripping instead of solo sipping, brunching instead of late night munching, and talking smack with a side of mac and cheese. It's okay to have questions about COVID-19 vaccines.
Should I get it?
Should I wait?
Is it safe?
Can I trust it?
What about pre-existing conditions?
Now get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by My Cozy Earth Pajamas. It's cold. It's rainy in L.A. I'm going to get in my Cozy Earth Pajamas directly after the show and go back into my Cozy Earth sheets.
This is the coziest weather ever.
And I will see you Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I love that Cozy Earth.
Right, John?
I heard it was actually real viscose from highly sustainable bamboo.
It is, John. Thank you very much. You are the most ham-handed infomercial sidekick ever, but you mean well. Is it five awesome colors that goes to your bedding?
Five awesome colors.
Yes.
But let's not forget the waffle towels as well.
Thank you very much.
And the
premium,
PJs and
premium
the
waffle bath towels, John. Yes. What? I'm sorry, what? Okay. Anyway, Oprah's favorite things, 5 years in a row.
Five.
Come on. She's notably persnickety.
She is.
She only hired me twice.
Can I be sincere?
Yes.
I got a set of these sheets, and
yes,
I love them so much, I bought another one for my wife for Christmas, because that's how popular they are. And you really can sleep on the same sheets comfortably in hot weather or cold weather.
That's true. They are sustainable and temperature regulating. Thank you, John Fugelsang. Hurry, save 35% now on Cozy Earth bedding. Go to CozyEarth.com, type in my promo code Stephanie, save 35%.
That
is a big savings on big luxury. CozyEarth.com, the promo code is Stephanie. 52 minutes after the hour, Chris, who said, the last time Southerners like Marge proposed a national divorce, it was because they were holding 4 million African Americans hostage as slaves, and they didn't want to let them go. Today, roughly half of African Americans still live in the 11 Southern states that comprise the Confederacy. And so if this national divorce happens, they would be trapped in an apartheid hellscape of a new country with zero health care, crappy public schools, barely a right to vote, and a full return to ownership by someone else of their bodies. Except this time, it wouldn't be just black women. It would be all women. Who said that?
The Great Grape Ape.
No, that would be Joy Reid, the fantastic MSNBC host, who said, and their leader would be someone like the gal who said, if I were a black people today and walked by one of those statues, you know, the Confederate flag statues, I'd be so proud because I'd say, look at how far I've come in this country. You're not black. So full return to the status quo pre-13th Amendment. Yeah, that's a no. You're not locking our folks in the rubber room with you, lady. Who said that?
Beagley.
No. Fantastic Joy Reid. Oops, sorry. I meant to do Rockstar Cheers.
Okay.
For the fantastic Joy Reid. Okay. All right. That was just a preview of triggering for Angela, which we will do a full hour of next. John Fiegelsang is here live in studio. Senator Professor Warren, by the way, I don't know about you, John. I voted for her in the primary.
I love her.
I still love her with the Heat of a Thousand White Hot Songs, talking about saving Social Security.
Well, you know, every time I hear somebody say, just raise the retirement age, I think to myself, boy, there's somebody who didn't work construction for all of their life. There's who didn't have to pick up little kids as a kindergarten teacher or a preschool teacher. There's somebody who didn't work as a nurse all their life, helping patients in and out of bed and helping roll people over. In other words, just because people are living longer does not mean that you can still do those hard jobs at 65, 70, 75.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. One more, Senator Professor Warren.
Think of it this way. If we simply said that you're going to pay Social Security on all of your income, even if you are a billionaire, we can extend the life of Social Security to 2095 plus. We can increase Social Security payments by $200 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not that I'm anywhere near that, according to the big lies. You know, John, I'm only 41, but in several years, I may have to think about these sort of things. Yes.
Look, bottom line is this is math and values. And the math is that if we simply bring in a little more revenue, we can actually make the Social Security system work on through the rest of this century.
Yeah.
But it's also about values, how we're going to do that. Is it more important that we protect the wealthy and the well-connected so that they don't have to pay taxes on their million-dollar incomes?
Yep, and one last. Bring it home, Senator Professor.
Believe me, they'll still be earning a whole lot more, but pay Social Security taxes on that as well. That way we don't have to increase taxes on America's middle class, on America's working families, and we don't have to cut benefits. In fact, we can raise them.
Sue in New York, you're on with John. Hi, Sue.
Hey, Steph. Hey, John. It's great to be on the show today. Thank you. I just wanted to quickly make a comment about the representative, David Eastman, in the Alaskan House, who was just voted 35-1 to be censured for the comment he made, and I'm quoting here, in the case where child abuse is fatal, obviously it's not good for the child, but it's actually a benefit to society because there aren't needs for government services and whatnot over the whole course of that child's life. I understand, Steph. I just wanted to add this to it. I don't think people, because his comment is so appalling, I think what's lost to people's attention is the highest population share of Native Americans is in Alaska, with 20%. So that means what people aren't seeing is obviously, but it is literal and blatantly a racial statement about how basically useless Native Americans are.
Yeah.
That is a national disgrace. It's a national problem. Genocide still exists in the United States against Native Americans. It's just done through bureaucracy now.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. No, that is a great point.
Yeah. Wow. I was going to just plug that Eugene Levy's on my show tonight, but wow, that was just, how do I follow that? Also, state legislator of Florida, Diane Hart, who's amazing, who grew up in segregation. And we talk with her about how they are fighting against DeSantis on the local level through local state politics. So we have that and Eugene Levy tonight.
It's very exciting.
Thank you.
I forgot. That means you're leaving us.
When you kick me out.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Yeah. Out into the rain. Oh.
I know. Out into the trickle.
The drizzle.
It's so Dickensian.
And we apologize on behalf of...
You're like the little match girl.
It's been amazing here. Folks listening in Radioland and anyone who's hearing this later on today, I mean, something would happen. We hear this piercing Yoko Ono sound, and Chris and Travis, like, activated. All their secret ninja training came out, and Stephanie was on all fours crawling under tables, and she was trying to find the problem.
Yes.
And they got it. They made the noise go away.
I do that every time you're here.
Well, I appreciate that. That's how I got the job.
Wow. All right. We love you, John Fugelsang.
Love you, guys.
On SiriusXM Progress, the best team, John Fugelsang Show. Check it out. Fridays with Frangela next.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates.
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, what, Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, dude.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I forgot Benghazi, I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.